Hello and welcome to the Sticky Wicket Cricket Podcast. It is URN's first or new podcast on cricket. I'm your host Toby, and with me today, my co-host Dom. How are you, Dom?
I'm good, thanks, and you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Yeah, so this is our URN's new podcast. Myself and Dom have decided to start. There may be a few other guests popping in and out. We'll see how it goes. And this is just a bit of an introduction podcast. So we'll talk to you guys a little about ourselves and about our cricketing experiences, who we support, favourite players, and all the other kind of bits and bobs that you might want to know about us. So Dom, we'll start with the first question then. How did you get into cricket and who do you support? Which team do you follow?
So I was pretty much brought up on cricket. That was almost the rules of life. You wouldn't do that to the umpire. You wouldn't say that to the umpire, that sort of thing. My dad was massively into cricket. He's from Nottinghamshire, so I support Nottinghamshire Outlaws. I used to play cricket a lot as a kid, just on my own against the wall sometimes. It was proper. I was a real like stato and stuff for that sort of thing. So yeah, I support Notts Outlaws, and I've got a soft spot for Gloucestershire cricket as I grew up in Bristol. One of my favourite days in cricket was watching them win the One Day Cup at Lord's against Surrey, where Surrey just kept on bottling it and bottling it and bottling it, and somehow Gloucester managed to win it. What about you,
Unfortunately,
Toby? Who do you spot?
I do also remember that day a little bit, but not to the fondness that you do, being a Surrey fan myself. And yet again this year, Notts obviously beating us in the Blast final. It's just your teams, I think. We've got to try and not bully you, right? Yeah, so I, yeah.
So who's your favourite player growing up?
Growing up, I mean, Ali Cook always up there. I always sort of wanted to be like him, opening bat a little bit and just sort of grinding through it all. And then obviously now watching Surrey a lot more over the past sort of 5 years or so, being sort of like a season ticket junior member there. I got into like Ollie Pope, some of the new Surrey players coming up, Amar Verdi, love all of them. And of course, captain Rory Burns, who's now playing for England. What about you then? Who's your top players?
Well, anyone who was ginger, I used to try and get my hair cut like Owen Morgan back in
Very nice.
2010. So yeah, gingers such as Ian Bell, Stokesy now in the modern game. But my first real sort of player I really looked up to was Luke Wright. Just the way he batted was just incredible in 2010. He was my first autograph, so I
Oh,
sort of
nice.
grew up, and I still think if he was born 5 years later, he'd be in this England team without a doubt. But at the moment, my favourite player is Nottinghamshire hero Luke Fletcher, who gets hit in the head with cricket balls and then walks off the pitch. He's just everything I love about cricket. He's not what an athlete should look like. He's balding. He's a big lad. But yeah, he's my favourite player.
Yeah. No, that's good. And I think that is one really good thing about cricket is the way you kind of have people of all different shapes, sizes, everyone's from all over the country. And yeah, anyone can be a cricketer. You've got, yeah, like the likes of Luke Fletcher, and you can have small guys like Ian Bell, one of your other favourites. And I think that's a great thing I do love about cricket.
Yeah, I think cricket is one of those sports where you can play it to your 70. If you play a lot of village cricket, there's a lot of 70-year-olds dotting about. And it's a real family sport. I know we're going to try and get involved with the women's game at UON, University of Nottingham. And we're going to get some lads in disability sports, hopefully with the Nottinghamshire team. So yeah, we're going to encourage as many people to get involved in cricket, similar to sort of tailenders vibe. We just want as many people playing cricket. I've in the past had a girls cricket team. I made that at school. Our school has had the grandma of WG Grace, oh no, the daughter of WG Grace and the grandma of Stuart Broad. So we've got a weird sort of cricket history at our school, but I think both of us want as many people involved in the sport as possible.
100%. Yeah, and I think it's been great to see the last few years how much cricket's evolved and become just a really all-round great sport, helping everyone through it. And I particularly like the women's game of recent times has just become so professional, and they are professional now. Whereas you look back 20 years ago, it almost didn't exist, women's cricket. And that's great to
Yeah.
see. Definitely. So
Yeah.
what? No, no, you go, Dom. What were you going
No, that's
to say?
fine. What were you
Okay.
gonna ask? Go
So I was just going to ask then. Obviously, you've grown up supporting Notts as your number one team. Who would you say then is your sort of like biggest rivals? Anyone? Any clubs you don't like, perhaps, or have a bit of a rivalry with?
on. I just don't like Yorkshire. I think that goes a lot for a lot of cricket fans. Also the Australians. The first sort of
Definitely.
real cricketing memory I have is Jimmy and Monty at Cardiff
Yeah.
batting it out, being told you're not allowed to move, that's your lucky seat. And that sort of whole thing really brought me up with this rivalry against Australia. So I'd say Australia and Yorkshire, very similar mentalities. And yeah, I think, yeah, they're not my sort of club, shall we say.
No,
What about you?
no.
What's your big rival?
Obviously, London Derby with Middlesex is always a big game. And the last few years, there's been some absolute crackers, which I've managed to see, which has been great. And yeah, Yorkshire as well, and definitely the Aussies. Never a fan of them, I don't think. But it's always good to see the rivalry that comes on between the sport. And I guess within the
Yeah.
IPL recently, with Stokes and Archer and Butler all playing the same team as Steve Smith, who's captaining them, which is
Yeah.
interesting.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to ask you a question. You can take a wicket at Lord's in packed house at Lord's. Which batsman are you getting? I'm going to say bowled out, middle stump out the ground. Where?
Oh,
Who's it going to be?
past or present or anything?
Past or present, it can be anyone.
I think it's probably got to be Sachin Tendulkar. I think probably just the way it would just be probably arguably the greatest batsman of all time. Just a phenomenal player, and I think that would be such a nice feeling. What about you? Who
Yeah.
would you go for?
Oh, see, Ricky Ponting, because
Yeah.
he was such a good batsman.
Mm.
But I think I'm going to go David Warner again, that
Oh,
Australian rivalry.
yeah.
Yeah, I think just getting him out and that seeing that that stump cartwheeling in towards the pavilion would have been a brilliant feeling.
100%. With Joffre
Yeah.
and Brodie both having a
Yeah.
fair share of luck recently.
Yeah. Yeah. Favorite cricket kit? What's your favorite cricket kit?
Cricket what, sorry?
Kit.
Kit.
So, what
Oh,
shirt?
yeah. Oh, okay. That's a tough one. I obviously Surrey one, great one. Can't argue with the T20, the little sort of turquoisey, bluey green one. I think the current England kit as well, which was obviously modelled back on, I think, the 92 England kit, the sort of light blue was, I think, it's really, really great. And then just any old whites, really. Gotta love the old format, the Red Bull
Yeah.
stuff. What about you? Which kit comes
Ooh.
to mind?
Well, as I said, I support Nottinghamshire, so we've had some pretty rubbish kits down the past. The first one I, the first Nottinghamshire one I had was a long sleeve yellow and green shirt, which I thought maybe looked like Alex Hales. It didn't. It was not too good. My favourite kit would have to be probably, ooh, I'm going to say the England 2010 World Cup kit, where they had the green underarms and it was blue,
Oh,
Brit
yeah.
insurance. I could just, that tournament really got me into T20 cricket. And yeah, I just, that kit was just so iconic in my childhood.
Definitely, yeah. So talking about T20 cricket, how would you rate that compared to perhaps some of the other formats? Obviously, the 100 being the new one, one days and obviously test matches, county championship.
Yeah, I do love the blast at home. I can really get behind that. And the big blast occasionally. I'm not a massive fan of the IPL. It's just not for me. I get why people like it, and I think it's great to get people into sport through that sort of venture. And I've heard a lot of people who just said they love the razzmatazz. It's almost like the Super Bowl of cricket in a way. But for me, I prefer the one day game. England playing South Africa this winter, which I'm sure we'll talk about in
Definitely.
ODIs. So hopefully we'll be seeing some good quality cricket there. What about you? What's your ideal format of the game?
I do love a sort of 4 day, 5 day test match, whatever it is, just going and sitting and watching the whole thing, barely moving from the seat and seeing it all pan out, which I've managed to
Yeah.
do once or twice, which was always good fun.
Oof. Are you
and
a
then
scorer?
I was a little bit when I was growing up. I've slowly moved away a little bit, but because I sort of try and focus more on the game and enjoyment that way. But I do love a good score as well, to be fair. And the stats, oh man, I love those stats. Yeah.
Yeah. I do miss the 2013 for the Ashes. They got Sky Sports got out the Revo meter, which
Oh,
is
I
like a
remember
sort of
that.
dial,
Yeah.
like on a car for anyone who wasn't obsessed with the 2013 Ashes. Why wouldn't you be?
Nice.
Yeah, so that's I think if you are just listening to this for the first time and you're just getting into cricket, it can be very statty, and also it cannot be very statty. You can just enjoy it for the pleasure of it, but if you do like your analytics, it's great to go through that as well.
Yeah, definitely. So if you were going to be talking to someone, trying to get them into cricket, what would you say to them? Why is it, in your opinion, one of the greatest sports or the greatest, or what would you say about it, Tom?
Oh, that's quite a difficult question. Obviously, you get the classics of, oh, it's just boring standing in a field for 2 hours for 5 days and you have your tea. Yes, there's a bit of standing around, but it's the most welcoming sport in when you grow up playing it. I think adult cricket to junior cricket, there's a tremendous sort of growth you can go through as a person. But also, it is so climactic at points. If you're telling me Headingley 2019, 2018, 2019,
2019,
sorry, and the World Cup last year aren't entertaining, well, you're not a sports fan.
I know.
It can produce some of the greatest sporting events. Whereas football, you might have it for a penalty shootout, that sort of intensity of you can't move. That intensity can last for maybe an hour, 2 hours in cricket,
Definitely.
where you might need to hold out. England might need one more wicket to get through. It's able to produce some of the most intense and yet funny sporting moments. Because in football, a goalkeeper's never going to have to take a shot. But in cricket, Jimmy Anderson's going to have to go out and bat for 2 hours. So it's everyone has to be involved. It really is the ultimate team game. Yet it is also the ultimate individual sport because you have to represent yourself either bowling or batting. But you're also part of a team. And if you drop a catch, you've let down that individual who's bowling. So I think it's a great team sport and it's also a great individual sport as well.
100%. I think that's a great description of cricket. And I think if anyone listening isn't getting into cricket now because of that, then what are they doing? I mean, with the super overs and everything that happened at the World Cup last year, I think that was just one of the greatest advertisements. And then to follow up with the Ashes series after, the obviously Headingley being the sort of the climax of that, was unbelievable. And I think it's a shame with Corona and everything that it hasn't quite England haven't quite capitalized on cricket. But even then, I think this year, I feel like almost more, there's been more talk about cricket, perhaps because of Corona, and people are watching it and sitting down to watch Test matches and ODIs and watching England play the Aussies and the T20s and ODIs in September. And I think it's great to
I
see.
think cricket also led the way. I was very impressed with how it led the way with Sir Tom now. Is he captain? Captain Tom.
Captain
Yeah,
Tom,
Captain
yeah,
Tom.
now Sir Tom,
Yeah,
yeah.
the way they treated him was great. And also the conversations Michael Holding and Ebony Rainford Brent had about race was really poignant, I thought. And I think cricket is played all over the world. Apart from maybe Europe and America, but the countries it does it well as the West Indies, so that's the whole of the Caribbean, a lot of Asia, and a lot of Australasia. And it's a very diverse sport. If you look at the England team, I think Owen Morgan said after the World Cup final, everyone asked, did we have the luck of the Irish? And apparently Adil said, no, we had the help of the luck of, oh, who was it? I can't, Mohammed, or I want to say Mohammed was on his side. And it was a really poignant quote that he said as after the very climactic win. And it just shows in the England team, there's people who've gone to private schools. And obviously, cricket gets this tarnished with the brush of all private school lads, all rah-rah sort of blokes. When actually, you look at Stokesy, he's not going to many. He was very, like, he had to have some help in affording to play cricket. So it really is a diverse sport economically, racially. Sexuality wise, we're getting there in the women's sport, especially. There was a wedding in the England
I
camp,
remember
and
that, yeah.
all the girls got behind them, and that's just fantastic. And again, it comes back to this: cricket is a sport for everyone, and we really want to push that on this podcast.
I think so. Yeah, I think we're going to try and make this a sort of a bit like a tail-enders-esque podcast. If you guys have heard of that, if not, I'd recommend it. Particularly if you're not that necessarily big into cricket right now, I think it's a great way of learning the ropes. And they have a guy on there called Matt, who's from Bristol, and he knew nothing about cricket. Happened to be related to Sachin Tendulkar, and is now one of the four hosts on the show, possibly the biggest cricket show.
And Matt, sorry,
Matt,
was
yeah.
someone who you might be listening going, oh, I sort of know a bit about cricket. Freddie Flintoff, he's on a league of their own, but now he's going to like 4 day games. So
Yeah.
cricket has this amazing ability of just bringing you into it, like a massive hug. So yeah, like I said before on this pod, we're going to try and get as many people into cricket as possible.
Definitely. I think that's what the podcast's about. Get everyone into it. Hopefully educate you guys a bit about it and have some fun along the way. Maybe some quizzes. Just have a laugh in general and talk about our favorite sports, I guess.
Yeah.
Should we
All right.
finish it there then,
Sounds
Dom?
good.
Yeah, so
go well, mate.
Cheers.